USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Republicans have voted to keep Representative Liz Cheney in her leadership position following her vote to impeach former President Donald Trump. During a closed-door meeting Wednesday, 145 out of 206 members voted to keep the Wyoming congresswoman in her spot as the number three Republican in the House. A number of party members had called for Cheney to be removed from leadership after her vote, along with nine other Republicans, 3 weeks ago to impeach Trump. Prosecutors in Wisconsin are asking a judge for a new arrest warrant and increased bond for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teen accused of killing two people last year during unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. According to court filings, prosecutors say Rittenhouse violated the terms of his current bond by moving and failing to give the court his new address. Rittenhouse is facing multiple charges, including intentional homicide, in the shooting deaths of two men during a protest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
President Joe Biden indicated Wednesday that he's open to changing the price tag on his COVID relief bill. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone,
"This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild."
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Less than a week away from former President Trump's impeachment trial, and his legal team is making their argument against the proceedings clear. They believe impeaching a president after they leave office is unconstitutional. Bruce Castor joined Trump's team just a few days ago and is laying out an intended line of defense. He tells Newsmax TV that their argument is simple. The Senate doesn't have the power to do what they're trying to do.
The Constitution is very clear that in cases of impeachment, the only penalty that's available is removal from office. There's a comma, and then it says, and then the person can be barred from holding office in the future. So the first part of the clause has to be met before the second part even becomes relevant. So since President Trump is no longer in office, the single impeachment penalty that the Constitution sets forth cannot be accomplished. It's the legal equivalent of if he were dead. I mean, it cannot happen. So just because 100 senators might say that they have jurisdiction doesn't make it true any more than saying that the sun rises in the West, and in fact, tomorrow morning it'll rise in the East just like it always does. This is just a flat procedural mistake. And, the Constitution is the only thing that separates us from anarchy. And this whole process has simply created a special category of citizenship for one man, for Donald Trump, and it simply doesn't apply. So that's the main point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.